When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, presented by your neighborhood Ford store on ESPN Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio.
Oh, we have a violation. I'm sorry, it's a moving violation. Walk through. Oh, that was one of the coaches that jogged. Never mind. the coaches, they can jog through.
Yes, coaches are allowed to jog, and they can don the color caps.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Coaches can fill in and do the color caps. If they want a guy to see something, because who's that down there? Is that Bailey down there?
I can't see.
Yeah, it is a good distance away. It's all on field two and three,
right.
So you can't really make it out as good on field one when we normally have
absolutely
guys closer.
Think about back in my day. Chuck Knoll made sure that there were no numbers on your jerseys, because he believed that you should be, that the scouts, the coaches, should be able to recognize a player by the way he moves. Isn't that something?
Yeah,
I mean, think about it.
The Outkast lyrics, too. I like the way you move. I mean, you know.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It's a song?
Yeah, it is a song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sleepy Brown sings a very good good chorus, yeah.
Did you ever get up on stage and sing? Did you do karaoke or anything?
Oh, yeah, I love karaoke.
Really?
Oh, love it.
Can you sing? Really?
I mean, I was in the choir in high school, so I should hope I was a section leader. I should hope I should be able to sing.
How did you do that? You're like six.
I stood out
in high school.
I stood out,
or in what was it? Grade school, sixth grade?
No, it was high school. It was high school,
okay.
So ninth grade.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
stand
ninth and
out.
Tenth grade. I was in the choir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then junior year because I transferred schools, and they didn't really have a choir program, so I didn't do it. But yes, I was. So Edna Hargrett in Orlando, Florida, is a legend at Jones High School.
Okay.
In fact, the music suite where the band and the choir both had their rooms. It was the music suite was named after her. She was
really?
Such a gem and been there forever. But yeah, no, she was we were called Sugar Lumps. That was like her thing. It's an old lady thing, right? You know, it was so,
Sugar Lumps.
And I was in the choir, and I was a section leader.
Well, you must have been a three lumper.
Yeah, definitely
maybe,
not two.
Maybe, not two. Two. No,
three hump camel
people,
there.
Yeah. they take two sugars. With their tea or coffee or something.
Yeah.
But you're definitely a three.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a three.
Or you just do one of me instead of two of the other. I'm just saying, huh? but yeah, no, so I did sing
okay.
At one point. I was a singer.
All right, well. The Wolfleys are noted whalers, that's all.
There it is. There it is. And how much does that blubber go for? All right, I digress. So we're.
I had to come up for air. I had to bend over and get that pen.
I know that was an
like,
exercise.
I'm out of air. I'm like,
yeah, it's like when you don't have the snorkel attached, but you just got the goggles. I gotta hold my breath.
Oh, we're going deep, baby.
Yeah, we're going deep.
We're going deep. I might pull something. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
But you know, even though before we got off track there with
right.
singing and,
yes.
and whale blubber. You know, we're here at St. Vincent's. Let me reset the scene. We're here at St. Vincent's, the last
right.
open practice day. It's pads. This is really the closeout of camp, right? You're going to have the rookie show tonight. Tomorrow's a close, quick walkthrough, and then Latrobe 500.
88 and out the gate. Well, that's today's right. the Latrobe 500 for me.
Well, for you, yes.
Yes.
You're starting your engines early. You're doing the pre-lap trial, right?
I am. Yeah. Gentlemen, start your engines, and indeed,
yeah.
I will be.
If Wolf Lee's going to run the time trial for us down 30. He's going to let us know where all the cop traps are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than Waze. But we're here, and we're talking about things in camp that we did not know, that got uncovered.
On the first day.
Yeah. On the first day of camp, we had questions.
Right.
We had hopes.
Yes.
And now we're kind of at the end of camp. Now we're kind of reflecting on what have we learned, almost like a test.
Right.
You know, and I think the biggest thing when we look at this, you know, we talked about George Pickens, right? there was hype. And I said this, I don't think if I said this in the broadcast or said it another time, I said that Y is starting to shape and starting to turn into an O.
Mm-hmm.
The hype's turning to hope with him.
Yep.
Because his daily deeds have dictated thus.
True.
We talked about Gunnar Olszewski and what Gunnar has brought to the table. He brought hands in the receiving game and a consistency and a toughness with what he can bring to the wide receiving core.
Right.
We've looked at camp. What has changed since we've been here because COVID? COVID has altered that for 2 years.
Yes.
And now we're back here. So 54 straight years, you get a 2-year hiatus, and now we're back here for the 55th year.
Hiatus, you say?
Yes, hiatus. Not low-atus, hiatus.
And there goes Hoopy. She'll be texting me a moment going, tell Max that was wonderful use of language.
Exactly. I'm just trying to fill that New York Times crossword puzzle one day at a time. And now we get to it, and I think for me, or do you want to go?
No, you go. Okay. You're up.
Okay, I am up. I think the other thing was we're going to go to special teams. Harvin. Yes. Presley. Like, we knew what the potential was, right, from what he brought from Georgia Tech, and that's the reason why you spend a draft pick on a guy if he's going to be transcendent in talent. But obviously, rookie year, it was a solid year, 42.6 on the year average.
Right.
But we knew there was some things going on, right? You know,
Absolutely. He
had some family issues that came on probably, what was that, middle to second half of the season.
Yeah, towards the end. Yeah. When we were in Kansas City.
Yeah, so I look at that, and you're like, okay, well, what is he going to do this year in camp? And, you know, if you could say a specialist can win the day and capture our hearts and minds, he did that a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was ridiculous. I mean, he had those 60-yarders.
He had a 63. I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it in my notes.
63, 62, and 60, right?
61.
61, sorry.
And all of them were over five-second hang time.
I mean, and they were directional punts.
Yes,
that's
the
other thing. Directional punts. So not only are you booming at a yard with the sand wedge,
right,
but you're also pinpoint placement, giving your teams a chance to use the sidelines as that 12th defender as you kind of smother a guy. And I think that was something that in camp, I didn't know because of the way everything ended on the year, and we saw the ups and downs of being a rookie. He came alive. He said, "No. This is why you drafted me, guys."
He was booming them, man.
Yeah, he was.
The crowd here was going crazy. I mean, how often do you – and by the way, if you saw – I think it was in the – it was in the paper this morning, one of the papers. I can't remember. Chaz Pella. All right, Chaz is a great, great photographer, been a great photographer for many years. He got the ball right on the foot of Harvin. Presley was, you know, dropped the ball to punt it, and he just caught it perfectly. You know, when that foot made contact with the ball. And it's amazing what that kid did. I mean, 63, 62, 61, all over five-second hang times. I mean, that really says a lot about his growth and his ability to drive that ball. They were backed up into their own end zone. He's driving that ball down the field.
And you look at that, and it makes you happy because, once again.
Right, you do the happy dance.
Yeah, you want to know when you're drafting that you're hitting.
Right.
Especially
right.
later in the draft. And I think that was something that was a bright spot for me looking at, you know, I knew he had the ability, right? Because I saw the resume. I've seen the plays on highlights and on Twitter when guys send you a clip to talk about a guy. I've seen it floating around.
Right.
But then to actually see it live and in action and see someone reach their full potential at any point, doesn't matter, it's practice.
Right.
Because I know he's going to do it in the game.
Right.
But to see that, and that's a pleasant surprise because I came into camp wondering, okay, we're okay in special teams, but can we be great in special teams? Like, all three phases this year have to be all complementary and at a similar level so everybody can depend on each other, right? You build the foundation of the building. And I thought Presley definitely came out here, and he showed us that gym.
Oh, he did.
And he's ready. Obviously, he didn't play in the first game. Neither did Boswell. But – you look at it and you say, okay, we got something in the special team. This is now an equalizer and a difference maker. We can flip the field with that.
Absolutely.
And make it challenging.
If you saw a few days ago, he was backed up on the 10. He boomed one that almost rolled to the opposite end zone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's kicking the snot out of the ball.
And that's the X factor.
Yeah.
Because I think that's also what we're looking for.
Flipping the field is huge.
Right, flipping the field. And that's what it is. Like in camp, talking about those unknowns, the unknown variables
right.
that become known. and they also become an advantage. That's what that is. So when you think of George Pickens, when you think of what Gunner came in here and to do, and then you think of what we have in special teams, that's special. Chris Boswell, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's the Boz.
It's the Boz.
He's consistency. Him
the Wizard of Boz.
And the shame is that he's in the same conference in the same division as the other guy, yes, who's just as special, and Justin, yeah, Tucker. But
say his name.
But he's just as special. And yeah, I want to make sure we everybody understand. We have a special kicker. Don't just look at Baltimore. Don't go there for the crab cakes. Don't go there for Justin Tucker. We have something just
they
as good here.
They haven't had those out at halftime in a while.
I feel like they knew we enjoyed them. That's why.
I think you're right.
It's selfish on
it's
their
totally
side.
It's totally selfish.
It's BS, because love a halftime crab cake.
When they had the crab cakes probably like a decade ago, they were, crab cakes going out the wazoo at halftime.
I'm going to blame it on inflation.
Yeah, I would too.
And Deadliest Catch becoming popular.
All right, here we go. What we didn't know then and the first day, and we know now, was that I think Pat Meyer's done a great job of getting the double team going again. That you got guys that are working together and moving they're moving the line of scrimmage backwards. You know, I mean, yeah, they're driving it on the other side of the ball. They're taking people off the line of scrimmage. They're getting movement at the point of attack. And he's been working that deal with, you know, the guys for a while, but it has really started in my mind watching it in this last game as we played last week against the old Seattle Seahawks. You know, you saw people moving those double-team guys off the ball, and that's key.
Resetting and creating a new line of scrimmage.
True.
Forward.
Yep.
We saw it reset so many times the last couple of years backwards.
Well, are we going backwards or backwards? If you're going forward and you're driving those guys backward, that's one thing. But if you're
– we're always thinking from an O-line perspective.
Yeah, so we got to think –
we're linemen. Yeah. We're linemen.
Yes.
Offensive linemen.
Offensive.
Offensive.
And we move
linemen
forward.
Yes.
And then we're moving guys backwards. And
exactly.
I get confused.
We go backwards and pass pro.
True.
Yeah.
All right, that's true.
But that's creating a pocket.
Okay, so
because we had a wall. We had a wall. Turns into a pocket.
Right.
On pass.
Like the Uncrustables.
Really. Like the Uncrustables.
In your pocket.
It,
really
it is
nice.
Round.
It's round.
And
perfect.
It's kind of have a semicircle. Yeah. But – in the run game, you want to go forward. And I think that's something that you were alluding to, was that when you see the double team, that is what promotes vertical movement. We've
correct
seen so much lateral movement over the years. And even at the beginning of camp, we saw a lot of lateral movement. I was like, I don't want to see another shovel jet sweep again.
Please.
Let's get to bread and butter,
yeah,
right? Let's get to the doubles. Let's get to the inside zone.
Well,
let's
the jet the sweep outside has become the now route screens, you know, the wide receiver
yeah
screens that we did so often a few years ago.
Yeah.
When it was like every other time, it seemed like, oh, okay.
Ben's like, all right, it's now. It's off coverage. Okay. Yeah, okay. I don't care how good your blocking is, guys. I want passing yards. Boom,
boom.
So now we're starting to see that. And I think that gives you reason for hope, right? Because
right
you have three new quarterbacks that are competing right now.
Yes.
And what is the best equalizer to take pressure off? It's a run game that moves forward and gets positive yards, right? You're always aiming for 4 yard per.
Okay.
That's the gold standard.
Yes.
We have to be able to create 4 yards of forward movement for those running backs.
No question.
You should not have contact until you get to the line of scrimmage or a yard beyond. That's our job. That's what we're tasked with doing as offensive linemen. And at the beginning of camp, It was rough. It was a big,
there's
big.
There's a lot of jailbreaks there.
It was a big question mark.
And when we talk about jailbreaks, we're talking about guys that are
running free.
Running free. Free runners you don't want.
No,
whether
you
in
don't
the passing or running game, you can't have those guys because they're disruptive to everything.
Yeah, and they do bad things when they get back
bad
there.
Things. Oh, it's
yeah
bad.
So,
and then you got to go back and face the quarterback if you did something bad.
Oh, that's the worst. Isn't that the most worst
you
feeling
side
when you,
eye
when you walk into the huddle?
The worst side eye, man. He'd look at you, and you know he's got the one tooth out and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd give you that look, and you're like, going, "Oh man."
Yeah, it's like if a stare could be 1,000 words.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Like Ben had that too.
Oh yeah,
Ben
good
had
quarterbacks,
that.
Hall of Fame quarterbacks got great stares.
They got great stare downs.
Yep.
You know, and I think that's one of the things we had penciled in as a question, because that also contributed to the fast starts, right?
Oh yeah,
you have to be able to run and pass and set things up for later in the game, and you have to be successful early with those scripted 15 plays, because that is what sets the motion for the game. And for the offense, we are that cadence maker. We are the heartbeat. And we have to make sure we don't have any arrhythmia, right?
Right.
You have arrhythmia, you got problems. And it has to be consistent. And I think that's what we're starting to see. And we saw it Saturday night. We're going to continue to see it, obviously, today in pads. And then, of course, on Saturday down in Jacksonville, that progression. But it takes time. And I think that's the one big thing that I've kind of reemphasized even on the Steelers training camp show and down here. And you understand it. It takes time for a line to get together. It takes time for them to figure out the fit of how it is. You know, because at the beginning, it was like making an arrow, right? It was 2 points going up at different angles and making a point. And you realize it has to be more of a wall. Two lines have to connect and go forward. You create a wall. And that's what we're trying to say.
You got an arrow, now you got a wall. Now you're confusing me.
Okay, double team, right?
Thank you.
Pusher, driver.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, just making sure we're on the same page.
So normally you want to go shoulder to shoulder, knee to knee, go forward.
Yes.
At first we were getting one guy coming on one angle, taking one shoulder, the other guy getting the other
shoulder. So you got a pincher movement.
Yes. That's what the arrow is for, right?
Okay.
Because you're coming here and you're fighting against each other.
Thank you.
With the D-line.
That's what needed to be explained.
Yeah. And then you want to create a wall because you want them to come shoulder to shoulder and go forward.
Correct.
So there. So now we got it?
Right. So we got a double mule team.
Yeah, double mule team. And
giddy up.
And I think that's what we didn't see early, and that's what we're starting to see now.
And what? The ability to keep the run-throughs to a minimum.
Yes.
That's, last year we had run-throughs going on like, I don't know, you know, like Swiss cheese going through there.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys were just able to run through at will.
It's like when you put a bunch of sticks up.
Yep.
And you're trying to like, oh, I need to create this wall. And it's just a bunch of sticks sticking out of the ground. You know, but it's not all tightly bound together.
Right.
And it's not a wall. It's just
no,
it's a fence.
It's a picket fence.
It's a picket fence. And, yes, we do have a picket in the backfield. We don't need a picket in front of the picket.
And we're going to go somewhere with that one, but we're not sure. But we are going to go away for a moment because – we got to pay some bills, so we are live at training camp. It's Wolf Starks and the Ninjas back with more after this.
This is Black and Gold Fan Heaven.
Listen to this crowd.
SNR. ESPN Pittsburgh Traffic.
This report is sponsored by Allstate.
In Rochester, overnight fire still doing some work on Brighton Avenue. That's restricted off of 65. So it is on 28 inbound with that work going on at Fox Chapel. Delay start from RIDC. I'm Bonnie Diver, Total Traffic.
Hey, Pittsburgh, are you a safe driver? Are you looking to save money? With DriveWise from Allstate, the safer you drive, the more you can save. At Allstate, better protection costs a whole lot less. Call your local agent or visit allstate.com for a quote today.
Keep listening for the next chance to win your way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival September 23rd and 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Tickets are on sale right now. AXS.com.
Stream it free on the CW app and CWTV.com.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival is connecting all of us.
Brought to you by the CW's new hit series, All-American Homecoming. Stream every episode now for free, only on the CW app.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp code, lesson 86. This is how you say, gee willikers, it's a hot one. Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light. Crisp.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Have a house you want to turn into cash? I'm Ryan Chalaba with the Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. Since 2015, we've helped hundreds of local people sell their house for cash in any condition on the day they choose. Call us. 724-888-5310. If you're ready to move on, we can help. That's 724-888-5310.
Everyone knows how beneficial therapy can be, but traditional therapy can be overwhelming, confusing, and inconvenient. When scheduling in-person therapy, it can be difficult to find the right therapist near you, and it can take weeks to get on their calendar. We knew there had to be a better way, and that's where BetterHelp began. I'm Danny, co-founder of BetterHelp Online Therapy. When Alana and I started BetterHelp in 2013, our mission was simple: find a way to make professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient for everyone. BetterHelp works around your schedule and lifestyle. You can connect to a therapist by phone, video call, or even text message. You don't even have to turn on your camera if you don't feel comfortable. And if your therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch anytime with the click of a button, because BetterHelp is designed with you in mind. See why over 2 million members have trusted BetterHelp for online therapy. Go to betterhelp.com/takecare and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/takecare. For 10% off your first month.
Get ready for the smartest bundle in streaming. 6 streaming services for the intellectually curious. Featuring Curiosity Stream with the best collection of documentary films and TV shows. Psalm TV and great stories from the world of wine. Taste Made for the fun side of food and travel. Topic with the best thrillers and crime stories. And so much more. From nature to history, technology to food, mystery to adventure. Get 6 streaming services for one low price. At less than $6 a month, it's the best deal in streaming. Learn more and sign up now at smartbundle.com.
Armstrong has long been a part of your community. Our local team is comprised of your neighbors, friends, and family members. Like you, we live in, work in, and care for our communities. Our employees work hard every day to bring you the fastest fiber optic experience and unmatched customer care. We believe it's our responsibility to be good community partners through sponsorships and outreach programs like Breaking Bread and Healing Heroes. When you support Armstrong, you're supporting your local community.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a marketer, you want to reach everyone. Adults, teens, millennials. But it's not like these groups all hang out in the same place, right? Actually, wrong. They're all right here, listening to radio commercials just like this one. Radio ads connect with 93% of Americans every week. That's more than Google, more than Facebook, more than TV. In fact, radio reaches 20% more millennials than TV. Want more of the people you want to talk to all in one place? Visit iHeartAdvertising.com and get AM/FM working for you. That's iHeartAdvertising.com.
Is In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, presented by your neighborhood Ford store on ESPN Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio.
So we're asking the question, what do we know now that we didn't know when we first checked in to St. Vincent College there, the start of training camp? We've had a number of things there, but I'm going to throw one out right immediately. And we didn't know that Pat Freiermuth and the 6'12 Zach Gentry were comedians in waiting while they were moonlighting as tight ends on their day job. You know, did you ever see their grilling and chilling thing on Steelers.com?
Yeah, I did.
Is that great or what?
And they grilled Kuntz while chilling and laughing at his sweaty answers.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's so funny because the two of them, Freiermuth is kind of like the silent guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got the 6'12 sitting there asking these off the wall questions.
Just and so nonchalantly.
Yeah. Like
very matter of fact.
Yes.
As though it's concrete.
Great technique.
Yeah. No, I mean I love what they presented, and you know, and I think that's another cool thing, right, that we didn't know, was that we would be able to show off player personality as much. I mean, in this current age, we look at, you know, collegiately, right? We got the NIL deals, name, image, and likeness. And guys are trying to make names for themselves and create different brands. And I love that at the NFL level, you can still do that. You can still reinvent or invent or promote yourself in a way to where you're like, okay, this guy has depth. He's not just a tall target in the red zone, you know?
No.
Yeah, he's not just this guy that can block. You know, you get to really see some person. And boy, it was a surprise. It was comic relief. It was tremendous. And I got to say, I was excited. I mean, it was one of those things. It was so funny, and especially that one, you know. So, at what age did you Stop sleeping in the bed with your parents.
Yeah, yeah. And you see Christian Kuntz is sitting there going, first of all, it's like, what? And then it's like, all right, 5, 6, 10 years, Zacho. That's not what I heard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just that one-liner.
That was great. Great comedic timing,
yes.
You know, and delivering the punchline. It was great. So I just have to say salutations to them both. They're getting the job done.
Yes.
I love the fact that you can see a different side of the ball players as they kind of emerge from behind the face mask and give you a look into what's going on in their gourd.
Well, and training camp's already tough enough as it is.
It is. Right?
Now, it's not as tough as we had it.
No.
Let's just preface that.
Yeah.
But for them, this is what they know, and this is what they will grade toughness as.
True.
And so we all know what that grind looks like. And it's one of those moments where you get in there and you're just like, ugh. Again, Groundhog Day.
Yes.
All right, again, walk down to the facility,
yep.
Get some breakfast, go to meetings, go to the locker room, get a workout, go back into the locker room, change my clothes,
yes.
Go back up. You just start going through this routine, and to have that kind of comic relief that now you kind of see the guys circling afterwards, joking about it,
yep.
Like, man, did you see that?
Yep.
And that was kind of like for us, that was when I was talking about the Chappelle show. We start
yes.
quoting the show. We saw it the night before, or we saw it, with each other, and now we're in camp. It's like, man, it's hot out. All right, we got to crack a joke, right? And I was like, oh, remember the black sheep segment on Dave Chappelle? And he walked out with the sheep legs. You know, you start thinking of those different things, and I think that's what also bonds guys, because it kind of insulates the experience. It creates a memory point that you can track. And it was cool to see the tight end group. Now, I will say this also. Tight end group hotly contested, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think when you look at what Connor Hayward brought into that, that was a surprise.
Yes.
That was a surprise for this group because you knew he was Cam's brother.
Wait a minute. Yeah. This is a new
– This is a new topic.
What we know now that we didn't know then.
Yeah, it was a smooth transition, right?
It was.
We stayed on
the
topic.
The segue
Boom.
Was beautiful.
I mean, it was great.
Something we rarely see in the locker
Yeah, exactly. So mark it, Brian. Anyways.
Flag it.
Yeah, flag this for later. But – Connor Hayward came in. We knew he was like the H-back fullback type when he got drafted, right, at the end of the draft. Cam's little brother.
Yes.
You know, and we seem to be a team that loves brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think you were wondering, okay, is he going to be a fullback? What is he going to do? How can he contribute, right? We got Derek Watt on there. We have tight ends. What can he do? And he has shown us from the beginning how valuable he can be because – he worked exclusively with the tight ends group, but yet he has the ability to be an H-back. He has the ability to be a three-point stancer in the backfield at the fullback position. And he's a willing combatant,
yes.
But he has baby soft hands.
Yes, he does.
And he made a great grab in the game on Saturday to show you that he had those hands under tight coverage. Full extension. He's only 6 foot. Full extension.
Right.
And laid out and got a nice grab. And I think that was something that was a pleasant surprise. Plus, he's a guy who could play special teams. So you have multifaceted skills within one person. And that was a surprise because I didn't know. He's like, are we doing this
right.
just because he's his brother and we're trying to find a place for him? But no, he's shown, hey, no. I know what my brother is, but I'm different. I can differentiate myself. First of all, don't play defense. So no yep. direct clear, like the Davis twins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm like Derek, you know, and I'm not
Could
TJ.
Could you imagine if one of them was an offensive lineman, the Davis twins?
Oh, my gosh.
That would – that would growing be, up would have been like a bloodbath.
Oh, absolutely.
They'd be going at
Let's
it.
Let's take it to the backyard. We'll settle this. One-on-one pass
on.
Rush.
Let's go.
Let's go. You know, in fact, forget the helmet. Let's just go. Slap boxing. but for Connor, he you know, he kind of had – because –
You know what I got to tell you, because you know my brother Ronnie.
Yeah.
You know, Ronnie was a willing combatant, so sometimes we didn't have boxing gloves, so we'd put socks around our knuckle.
Absolutely. I love it. It's like American Gladiator style in the backyard.
It was so
do y'all
stupid.
Do sock puppets after to the winner, just right in the face of the loser?
Yeah.
You thought you were big. You thought you were good. Jacob's just looking at us with such a disapproving face. He's like, are they talking about sock puppets right now on air?
Really? Sock
puppets? Yes, we are. It all comes together, Jacob. Don't worry.
We were sock like brothers instead of sock puppets.
But, oh, man. But I think that that's kind of the cool thing about it. Like, you discover different things because had he not been Cam's brother, I don't know if we would have drafted him, right?
Right.
We wouldn't have put eyes on him initially. But good thing we did. The genes carry. The Iron Hayward legacy lives on.
The pedigree is there, yes.
The pedigree is there because he's a tough dude.
Yep.
And he's playing a position more similar to his father than his brother.
Right.
And I think that's one of the cool things that I did not know, was expecting to see how it would work, and now you start to see it. We've had, you know, all these padded practices. We've had the backs on backers period, tight ends on the backers.
Yes.
And we've also had a game. And you're like, this kid can be a difference maker. This kid can fit in multiple. We could go into 13 personnel.
We could.
And still have it be look like 21, have it feel like 12.
Right.
Which means we can have two backs in the backfield.
Yes.
One tight end on the line. Or you can have two tight ends
on
the line.
Okay, now I got to go. This is such a perfect segue. I got to jump in.
Here we go.
Because one of the things that we didn't know when we first came here that we do know now is what a difference, what it would look like post-Ben, what a Matt Canada offense would look like. And one of the things I put out was the fact that we got sprint rollouts, we got two-back offense, and multiple tight end formations. Max, you're a genius because you're thinking right along the same line as me,
yeah.
And that should really worry you a lot more than it does me. But
it makes great radio.
Yeah. But truly, I mean, the fact that you can go from, you know, the 12 to the 21 to the 13, I mean, you got a lot of multiple stuff you can do personnel-wise that gives you all that flexibility in what you're doing, attempting to do on the offense.
Yeah, the key phrasing is anonymity.
Right.
I want you to be anonymous. When you line up, I don't want to be able to guess what you're doing. And we were way too predictable last year.
True.
When you saw certain formations, they're passing it. It can only be this play.
And then we passed it, what, over 70% of the
Yeah,
time.
We passed it a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's a breath of fresh air. So now you segue to, we're now starting to see what Matt Canada's offense can be.
True.
We're starting to see the fruits of that labor because we didn't see it last year, right? Because there was almost like an internal struggle for who was running the offense.
True.
At
and if
points.
You got a Hall of Famer, you go with the Hall of Famer.
You always. You,
what
you,
am I? Yeah. I? You know, I, that's just
you
how
bow
I feel.
Out. Yeah. You bow out. Say, hey, you know, hey.
You just come to a compromise where you compromise to what you feel. You know what he can do best, and he's going to do best what he does best.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple stuff.
Especially when we've been doing it for 17 years prior.
Boom. Yeah. So
like, listen, this old dog doesn't know new tricks.
I got no gripes about it. I mean,
yeah.
When you got a Hall of Famer, you go with the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but now we're starting to really see the personality, right? We're starting to see the ability to be flexible in this offense. And, you know, they send in double plays and all that kind of stuff. So it's good to see that you can run multiple things out of one formation.
Yes.
And I think, like you said, now having more formations – offers you even further flexibility, allows you to be greater unknown, allows for, you know, for people to spend a lot of time quibbling about what are they going to do on Sunday,
right,
for the opposing team. It's extra homework that you didn't anticipate. And I think that's the good thing, because you didn't want to go in, oh, here's last year's book, go ahead, just read this, you'll be fine by game day.
Yeah, no.
No, no, no. And there's film to put. No, we're creating new film. We're creating new problems. There's new personnel in there that have different skill sets. And I think that is a great advantage to the Steeler offense growing. Now, it's taking more time, right, because you don't have last year to refer to for a lot of these guys who've been here. It's a new system. It's a new way of doing it. And I'm sure the terminology is the same, but the combinations of that terminology is what's different now. So I like it. I like it. So I think having that, having multiple good tight ends, multiple good receivers, multiple good backs,
right,
really gives you greater flexibility.
There's no doubt about it in my mind. I mean, as you said, and one of the things that I always have maintained, when you have that, the Zach Gentry and you got Pat Freiermuth and Kevin Rader, Kevin Rader is the best blocking tight end. And,
yeah.
I mean, again, I go back to watching the game film. You watch him flat back and take off, Puna Ford from the line of scrimmage to 3-4 yards backwards. That's blocking, my friend.
Yes.
And that is somebody – I mean, I can't say enough about how good Kevin Rader has been in this camp, whether it's running pass patterns, making some catches that I thought were a little bit over and above what he has shown in the past.
You know,
he's getting better. And that's beautiful. That's going to add to that tight end room. Connor Hayward, he ran an out and up the other day that just floored me. He caught the ball along the sidelines like a wide receiver over the shoulder with tight coverage, everything else, and it was absolutely el magnifico.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what makes this so great, right? Because you don't want to come out here and feel like, same old, same old. I know who the known suspects are. I know this guy's going to catch. He's going to do this. Quarterback's going to do this. You know, you get into a routine.
Yes.
They continually pop. They continually surprise in this process. And the tight ends have been that pleasant surprise on the offensive side of the ball. We knew wide receivers were going to be good. We didn't know they were going to be that good. And especially individuals showing off themselves. We knew the starting running back is going to be great.
Right.
But that backup battle is even greater, you know. And we look at the offensive line. It's going to be good, you know, and decent.
Well, talk about the one guy you've been talking about before we go to break. But we didn't know about was Jaylen Warren. We didn't know what we had there.
Yeah, we didn't know. But I didn't want it because I knew we were tight. I mean, and I got a lot to say about Jaylen Warren.
Okay, then maybe we got to hold it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hold that one in the vest because I've got a lot to say about that running back battle. I think that'll be good for the next segment.
Well, let's hold that until we come back. Okay,
yes.
How's that?
Yeah, you know, I like it.
You know, better yet, let's go to break, and then we'll come back with Jaylen Warren. How's that?
I enjoy that. I enjoy that thoroughly. So you are in the locker room with Wolf and Starks. We won't use tag names this time. And Ninja Jacob. That sounds cooler than Omelet.
It does.
And we'll be back after this.
Omelet.
This is In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, presented by your neighborhood Ford store on ESPN Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio.
Bell left, baby. Last day of training camp. We're about ready to light the torch on the Latrobe 500, getting out of here at some point in time. It is, again, here, right here in the locker room, and the locker room is up at St. Vincent College. We've been here all through training camp. Max, it's been a very good training camp. I look at this and I think the very first day we came out and said, you know, offensively, we need to start fast. Well, we've been seeing guys starting fast. You know, we even saw that in the last game against Seattle. That was a fast start, 14 points in the first quarter. Run defense, that run defense thing, that's been kind of a stickier problem. But you know what? We haven't seen the best that they have to offer because a lot of the guys have not yet entered into the fray as far as in game, you know, in the preseason games. That being Hayward and Ogunjobi and so forth.
Yeah, no, I think last year was just such a disruptive year.
You can't have four 200-yard rushing games and actually a fifth with the 198.
And you can't be signing guys midseason off practice squads and starting them immediately.
Yeah.
That's
not so good.
So there was no real contingency plan in place and really stressed Carl Dunbar and really stressed and pushed Cam Hayward.
Correct.
You know, to not be injured at all.
You got to suck it up and go, baby.
Yeah, you can only be hurt. You can't be injured.
Yeah.
Sorry. The injury limit was exceeded week two.
Yeah. If we got to tape, we got to duct tape your knee on or something, so be it.
Exactly. I mean, super glue, Gorilla Glue, glue it takes. And popsicle sticks. Got to have popsicle sticks.
They always
keeps
work
everything
well.
In place.
Absolutely.
But I think, you know, going into camp, that was going to be the question mark. Can we see tangible depth, and can guys perform at multiple groups beyond your starters?
Mm-hmm.
What can I get from guys that are quote unquote starters and waitings or backups?
Right.
Auxiliary support, however you want to call it. But what does the rest of that defensive line fill out to be? And you insert a twin, right? We had Carlos.
Yes.
Now we got Khalil.
Yes.
Loudermilk has grown.
Yes,
literally.
Has. Literally.
And follically.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
no,
good.
No, it's Samson. It's a long mane.
He's got the Philistine hair.
Yeah, he's got a lion's mane back there.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, who else was going to come? Was Montrevious Adams only going to be a shot in the dark and only good for last season because it was so bad, or can you stand out separately from him? I think that was a question I was asked. We drafted Marvin Leal.
Yes.
Okay, what can this kid from Texas A&M, who was highly touted, kind of fell in the draft by the way that
there was less depth there than there was at other position groups of need. You know, how is it going to be when you add additional resources? Can they all mesh together? Because we knew what we had in Wormley, and then you add a Larry Ogunjobi.
Yes.
And we knew what his resume was against us, but what does it look like for us? And Tyson Alualu coming off of injury, and can he get back to peak performance level? And I think that's still a question, right, because we haven't seen it live yet. They rested all the frontline defensive linemen, which I get why you do that, but I think this week we see it. And then now that helps fill out the rest of the depth because you got to have about seven D linemen. And so that's one where I'm like, it's a great battle. We watched the one-on-ones. We've seen what they can offer. We watched the beginning of camp. They were just knifing through everything. When we talk about those jailbreaks and, you know, picket fences and sticks sticking out of the ground, that was the reason why, because that D-line was getting pressure immediately, and it looked different than what we saw a year ago, where we're scraping to find guys. And so that was something I feel really good about, that we had a question, and it's starting to take shape. It's starting to look like, man, we got a lot of depth. There's going to be some tough cuts at
there
the defensive line level.
I would absolutely agree with you. You know, looking at that that situation there, you're talking about right now you got Cam Hayward, and now we're waiting on Larry Ogunjobi, but he's a proven product. It's not like you don't know what that guy brings. I was watching him on one-on-ones, man, and he is a tough hombre in the close-quarter combat. I mean, this is a guy that really brings it, plays with a low pad level, uses hands very well, is so strong, and he is just – like I said, he's at least two axe handles across the backside. That's your power pack. That's what allows you that leg drive and being able to bull rush or hold on to and hold the point at the double team. Any of those things, you know, he's a guy that absolutely has proven he's very capable of doing that. Now from there, where do you go? I mean, you know, you got the Isaiah Loudermilks.
Yeah.
You know, that guy, I love the fact that he's gotten bigger and stronger. He's thicker along the ham hocks.
Yeah.
You know, along the keister area. That ligamentation along
lower
the backside.
Lower girdle.
Yeah, because that ligamentation stuff is so important. That, again, is how you hold the point. That's how you get a push. And I love the fact that Loudermilk, you know, at 6'7", when you get those hands up, man, that creates a problem on those crossing routes for quarterbacks, especially you get some of the shorter guys. It's an obstacle that they have to navigate.
Yeah, and I think that also goes with the progression of skills, right? Because Loudermilk was so raw last year, and he was a guy that you thought, P-Squad, right?
Yep.
He needs a year, right? He needs that red shirt type of year to get his feet wet and get acclimated to the NFL game. And it was like, no, we need you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Microwave that skill set.
Getting acclimated consisted of the 3 days of in shorts last year in training camp.
Yeah.
You know, that was it.
Yeah, and he turned out to be a guy who we then became dependent upon, right? When he wasn't in the line, we're like, whoa, man, what are we going to do without Isaiah?
Yep.
You know, and I highlighted him after one of the preseason games. I think it was a Panthers game. I think I interviewed him afterwards because I'm like, this is a guy we're going to need to depend on. Right, he's going to have to come in because Tua was not coming back. Tyson Alualu, after week two, was not available to you.
Right.
And, yes, we had Bugs and Davis, but Isaiah was the one that showed us consistency, that he was learning on the job, right?
Yes.
That he was gaining credentials in night school to make sure he could show up to the job site every morning. And that was something that we looked at. Montrevious Adams as well, a guy we pull off the Saints practice squad midseason because – you know, we just couldn't find a guy in the middle. And his skill set was 4-3, so we knew he could provide pressure, but still run game was still something he had to work on. Comes into camp, he has worked on it. And I think that's something where you see the reps of last year carrying over to this year. And it was awesome to see. But that also, when you bring in other competition as well, you know, guys stepping up to the kid. They're not shrinking in the moment. Like, no. I got to keep doing what I'm doing. I can't rest on my laurels, and I have to keep progressing. And this group has gotten better because they challenge themselves. And Cam Hayward's the ringleader, right? It's like, listen, if Cam can do it, I can do it, right? You know, that's one of those things. If you see it, we can do it. And I think that's one of the gifts that Cam has is that he not only talks it, he has a big bark, but his bite is just as vicious as the bark.
You see who's next to you?
Oh, yeah. I see who's not next to us as well.
I know. Moats didn't make it.
Oh.
Last day of training camp, Arthur.
Seeking comfort, Moats.
I'm looking at Wes. Hey, Wes, Do you get your shoulders lowered or your ears raised or something there?
Yeah.
Got coiffed a little bit.
I know.
Doesn't he,
are you doing live streaming during this broadcast? I mean, you know, camera's going to be on for him today.
I know. We got makeup. Ooh, I think we got to have makeup here. Yeah, very.
He's no longer a co-host and also an engineer. He is also a looker. Watch out.
Absolutely. Well, this is going to be a wrap for training camp. Max, it's been an outstanding time. I think we threw out some things that we didn't know when we got here that we now know now. And, of course, with Wesley there, we also know that Moats was chickening out.
Exactly.
Moats
does not show up. That's another thing we did not know at the beginning that we did because he was here. Week one.
If I have to say there's one overriding fact that overrides everything is that the Uncrustables are the best thing about this camp. That was just
King
legendary.
Crab legs. And King Crab legs when the offense won.
All right. I'll give you that much.
Yes.
All right. The Steelers are off to Jacksonville this weekend. Be there. Be square. Nanu, nanu. Thanks for watching. Or actually listening.
Yeah, it's not TV.
So, and we'll see you down in Jacksonville.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.